This is Megan McLeod, WRPR News. As the 2015 spring semester draws to a close, graduating seniors attempt to fight through their last round of final exams and projects to begin contemplating what their futures have in store for them. Some have found themselves overcome with nostalgia, while others are stuck in a state of denial. With the impending graduation date looming in the near future, seniors are preparing to end the portion of their lives tethered to academia to begin a whole new chapter. One of these seniors is 23-year-old Pete Moreau, a graduating senior of NJIT from Verona, New Jersey. I had the opportunity to speak with Pete about this upcoming transition.
So Pete, can you tell me about your college experience thus far?
Well, I started off at Loyola University in Baltimore, Maryland, and then I transferred after about a year into the New Jersey Institute of Technology here in Newark, New Jersey.
Is there anything in particular that you're going to miss about college?
I think what I'm going to miss the most is just campus life in general. It's always great. NJIT's campus is pretty small, so it's pretty easy to just, you know, run into people. If you're sitting in the middle and you have your eyes open, you'll see your friends, and it's always just nice to have everyone close by.
The real question is, are you really excited to graduate? Are you nervous? What are your feelings?
I'm very excited to graduate. Once school is over, I can finally focus more on doing good work and impressing my new boss and hopefully being able to earn some money and move out and do all that good stuff. I'm ready to move on from school and start the rest of my life.
Although most people are accustomed to hearing about universities and tech schools, there are many other types of higher education that young adults pursue after their high school years. Individuals drawn to the arts have different experiences in terms of classes and future careers. However, the emotion surrounding graduation is universal for students of all kinds.
I'm here at the International Center of Photography in New York City on a beautiful sunny day with Svetlana Blasucci, a 23-year-old graduate from the School of Visual Arts. So Svetlana, what are your thoughts on graduating from SVA?
Basically, it's really exciting at the same time, but also really nerve-wracking because my profession is freelance-based, and I'm trying to find freelance work, but it's word of mouth.
And can you give me a little overview of your major?
Yes. So I studied photography, but I also do digital tech and also studio lighting and retouching, printing. It's not just photography. It's not just shooting. So there's a lot of aspects to it. So it'd probably be easier to find in those areas a job.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Svetlana. We wish you the best of luck.
Thanks.
Many graduating seniors are particularly nervous for the impending job search, where they will apply for positions and sit through interviews with potential employers in the hopes of beginning their careers. During this process, it is important for soon-to-be graduates to gain insight into what employers are looking for in these fresh-faced young adults.
I'm here at the WDHA WMTR station with Scott Kohlhepp, the Director of Marketing and Promotions, to talk a little bit about hiring people after they graduate college.
I'm always looking for somebody who's obviously very outgoing, very comfortable talking with our audience, because really when it comes to promotions, we're the face of the station. We're the ones out there. I always consider it like a political campaign. Primarily what I look for is somebody who isn't afraid to engage, just kind of work with what they have in front of them, and then also somebody who can think on their feet.
And in the past couple of years, when interviewing college graduates, do you think that the universities that they've attended have prepared them for the world?
Some more than others. I know Ramapo's done a great job. We've had three interns from Ramapo and now two employees, and they've been kind of prepped and ready for the environment that they're coming into.
It was a pleasure talking to you, Scott. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Although the job search may seem intimidating for graduates, it's only a matter of time before they find their place in the workforce. Troy Jansen, a 2014 graduate from Villanova, was lucky enough to have found a job soon after graduating last spring and has excelled in transitioning to adult life.
I'm a yield analyst for Avis Budget Group in Parsippany, New Jersey. Basically, I model supply and demand to see where and when people want to and need to rent cars and set prices accordingly.
And do you have any advice for future grads about getting a job?
Future graduates should do their best to get some work experience under their belt before they graduate college. And then once they do, don't get discouraged if you have some bad interviews or if you don't get your dream job, because all of this is just a stepping stone towards where you're going to end up.
Thank you very much, Troy.
Thank you.
Although the road ahead may seem uncertain, soon-to-be graduates will shortly be joining the world of alumni, where they will work to establish their careers. With 4 years of fond memories to cherish and a lifetime more to make, seniors will step forward into their futures with the tools they need to succeed. Congratulations to the class of 2015. I think Billy Joe said it best.
I hope you had the time of your life.
This is Megan McLeod, WRPR News.